Hello, friends, and I hope you're having all a wonderful day. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW in Bellevue, Washington on 1150 AM just outside Seattle in the United States. The program focuses on out-of-this-world information, including psychic phenomena, UFOs, metaphysics, and predictions for the coming years in Seattle, the United States, and beyond. We will have only the best psychics, scientists, and UFO people in the world on our program, and I guarantee it'll be the most interesting radio program you've ever listened to, as you will hear information here that you will simply not hear elsewhere. We are one of the top-rated radio programs on KKNW and also in the Seattle area, and we are also the fastest-growing psychic and UFO radio program in the world with listeners in over 60 countries. I'm also told by reliable sources that my program also has many listeners off-planet, too, in the Galactic Alliance. So welcome, my friends on-planet and off the planet. We are supported entirely by donations, and for those who'd like to donate, please go to the Donate button in the upper top right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. Even a dollar will help, and I just want to thank everyone who's supporting the program. I also have a new column on my webpage called Ask Ted. When you click on the website at www.outofthisworld1150.com, just go to About Us and then click on the right side and Ask Ted for free spiritual help or advice. Anything you'd like to ask, just send me an email and be happy to answer it. The purpose of my radio program is to raise consciousness and to make this world a better place to live, and I know with everyone's help, we will be successful. I wanted to tell everyone some exciting news about my Galactic Wisdom Conference next weekend. The conference will be on March 6th, 7th, and 8th at the Inn at Gig Harbor. And I wanted to tell you all that the first day on Friday, March 6th, will be free. That's right, free. It'll start, for those interested in free psychic readings, the readings will start at 7 p.m. And for those who are hungry, the free food will also be provided as well. I will also be broadcasting my show live from the Inn at Gig Harbor from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. that afternoon. And so for those who'd like to be part of a live audience, please come. It'd be great to meet you. And I want to make this special offer to everyone out there in the listening office who'd like to meet me and perhaps meet some of the presenters at the conference. Everything will be free on Free Friday. The address of the Inn at Gig Harbor is 3211 56th Street Southwest in Gig Harbor. Their telephone number, if you need directions, is area code 253-858-1111. And if you're driving from Tacoma or Seattle, you simply take the Tacoma Narrows Bridge over to Gig Harbor. You take the second exit. After you get off the exit, you come up to the T, take a left, go over the freeway, take the first right, and the Inn at Gig Harbor is there on the right. For those for the entire weekend, for Saturday and Sunday, the cost for the event is continuing with the special discount of $197. And the daily rate is $97. But if you're low income or a student, there is a discount. So just call me if you'd like that discount. My number is toll-free at 1-888-879-8339. Or you can send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. We've been getting a lot of wonderful help from the community of volunteers, and I just want to thank everyone who's been helping out with getting out flyers, especially Robin in Seattle, Jessica in Gig Harbor, and a whole bunch of other people, Last Word Books in Olympia, who've been doing a lot of publishing in the flyers for me. Wonderful bookstore, if you're in Olympia, please visit it. But I'm getting a lot of help, but we still need volunteers. And for those who'd like to help out with either passing out flyers or registering people at the conference, the registration fee will be waived. I've had requests from people coming in from out of town who'd like to attend the conference, they'd like to know if there might be accommodations available in the area. For those interested who has extra, like a couch or an extra room in their homes who wouldn't mind having a guest from out of town attending the conference, please contact me and they will also get free registration. Also today, we will be, during both shows, we will be giving out one free ticket per hour for the conference. And what I'll do is I'll take some phone calls in the middle of the first hour here. And for those who call in, the first caller will get a free ticket to attend the conference for the full weekend. The conference also includes breakfasts on Saturday morning and Sunday morning, and you'll be able to meet in person some of the world's most interesting and famous psychics in the world. I wanted to go over the show this hour and then bring on one of our presenters in a little while. One of the most interesting people we'll be having is Jerry Wills. I talked about Jerry here during the last show, but Jerry is a wonderful healer. He's actually from, he says he's from another planet. He came here, he tells me, when he was 5 years old. If you were to stand next to Jerry, he'd be about 7 feet tall. He's a tall guy. You have to look up if you're standing next to him. And he'll be giving a free healing session workshop on Saturday night from March 7th from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. And for those who'd like to meet him, you'll have an opportunity to meet him as well on Friday night. I went to a UFO conference with Jerry last October in Norway, and I met him there, and I actually saw him with my own eyes remove alien implants for one Norwegian lady. So I know he can do it, and he has helped people, a lot of people, in healing their health problems. For those interested in the scientific and spiritual work of the late Dr. Masaru Emoto, Michiko Hayashi and Dr. Yasu Nimoto of the Emoto Peace Project will also be flying in from Tokyo, Japan, to give a very special workshop on the late Dr. Emoto's famous work on love and gratitude. Dr. Emoto, before he passed away in October of last year, he was considered the 17th most spiritual man on this planet, ahead of the Dalai Lama, believe it or not. And he was a wonderful man. He treated many people in a medical practice with spiritually cleansed water. He was able to rid patients of diseases such as cancer, all kinds of different diseases that other medical treatments simply would not work. His chief scientist, if you're interested in meeting his chief scientist, he will be available to meet on Friday night or during his. He will also be giving a special session on the scientific work of Dr. Emoto on Saturday, along with Michiko Hayashi. Now, Michiko is a wonderful lady. She's doing a special program for Dr. Emoto that started several years ago. It's called the Emoto Peace Project. And I've talked about this before, but I wanted to devote a little time today to talk about it. The theory is that if you teach young children between the ages of 3 and 12 love and gratitude, by the time they're young adults in their 20s and 30s, the theory is that they'll be less interested in domestic violence, committing crimes, going off to fight in endless, senseless Middle Eastern wars, which last for 30 or 40 years. And instead, people, the theory is that if children are taught the value of love and gratitude in an early age, then later when they become adults, they'll be much more interested in creating a far more happier and more harmonious planet. And I have to tell you that as I talk about this, this entire studio now has lit up again, and I can feel the presence of Dr. Emoto with me, a wonderful man. But Michiko is a wonderful lady, and she'll be talking about the Emoto Peace Project. I've been helping them with the Emoto Peace Project, and I've undertaken the task of also fundraising and distributing their children's books. My goal is to get a copy of these books in the hands of every child in America and in Canada, and once that's done, then have the Spanish versions done for Latin and South America, because I truly believe that we can make a difference. We can make this a much better and happier planet than we've got. In addition, at the conference, we'll be having Lois Berman. Lois is a fascinating lady. I consider her one of the best psychics in North America. And she'll be coming, and she'll also be giving free psychic readings Friday night. I actually was talking to Lois earlier today, and she'll be on for the second hour along with Phoenix Redhawk. Now, Phoenix Redhawk is a wonderful spiritual healer, and I'll tell you a little bit about her in a minute. But Lois has had her own radio, psychic radio programs and television programs as well. She'll be giving free psychic readings, and normally these readings are very expensive, but as part of the, she's interested, as a light worker, Lois is interested as well in making this planet a better place. And so she suggested, why don't we open up Friday for free? And I totally agreed with her, so I've decided to make Friday a free day. And Lois will be giving free readings to anyone there who'd like to have a free reading. As you know, for those living in Seattle, Tacoma, readings can be expensive, but I urge everyone to take advantage of this offer because Lois and I and all the presenters at this conference are all on the same page. We're trying to make this planet a better place, and if we can help people out and give them some of the answers to life that they need, we'll gladly do it. Another person at the conference will be Phoenix Redhawk. She has her own spiritual healing center in Long Island, New York, And she also has her own television psychic program in the New York City area. She's quite well known and quite famous around the New York area. She's not well known here on the West Coast, but she's just a fascinating woman. If you have any kind of disease or ailment, and you'd like some free spiritual advice on how to cure that, then definitely come Friday night. You will meet people that you'll just find incredibly interesting. Between Phoenix Redhawk, Lois Berman, a wonderful famous psychic, and Jerry Wills, I think you'll be able to find, hopefully get the kind of answers that you need. We'll also have some local psychics there as well, Teresa Carroll, Darcy Adams at the conference, as well as the amazing, wonderful Robert Zink from Portland and his wife, Rachel. The other people we'll be having, Gordana Bernat is Sweden's most famous spiritual thought leader. She's the, I call her the Norman Vincent Peale of Europe in a way, but she's more than that, a lot more than that. She has about 100,000 followers on Twitter, and I don't know how many on her Facebook page, but she's very popular in Europe. She has a lot of followers here in the United States, but she'll be appearing by Skype on Sunday morning. In the future, I plan to have another conference like this in October again at the Inn at Gig Harbor. And I plan to bring, depending on the funds, Gordana personally to this conference, flying her in from Copenhagen. But at any rate, I'd also like to thank the many sponsors of this show. I'd like to thank the Inspired Bookstore and Gym Shop in Tacoma. They're located at 765 Broadway in downtown Tacoma in the historic theater district, and they have a wonderful show. Juliana, if you're down in the Tacoma area, please do visit her shop. It's a wonderful shop. They are having a series, a psychic fair tomorrow with Lou Free. I don't know if people know Lou Free, but she's a wonderful psychic. She had every Wednesday at McHale's restaurant in Federal Way, just off of 324th. She has a panel of psychics there, and I was there on Wednesday night with other psychics. And it's really kind of fun. They have envelopes which they give out. They take envelopes from the people in the audience, and they give them to us psychics up in the panel. So I got a stack of envelopes, and my accuracy rate was about 90%. But it was fun because all you had on the envelope in the upper left-hand corner was a person's birth date and the city where they were born and something inside it, nothing else. And everyone would write down their first impressions on the envelope. So I did that several times for people, including one lady who had a large investment worth about $4 million, and she was extremely grateful for the advice I gave her from the other side. But that was fun. Before I go on, I'd also like to thank the many sponsors of this show who've been helping me out on this program, without whose help I couldn't do this. I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol, who's been designing my website, providing lots of support for the program for the past couple of years, and without whose help, this program would not have been possible. My dear friend Ann Nelson, business professor at Walla Walla College, who helped me start my program a couple of years ago, and my dear friend Michiko Hayashi of the Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo, Japan, who's been advising me on the program with really great help. My friends in the Galactic Alliance have also been supporting my show, my angelic and earthly family, and my wonderful sound engineer, Eric Ryder, and my station manager, Eric Crema, without whose help and support this program would not have been possible. You can always listen to the show live from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time at www.1150kknw.com. And after the show, you can always listen at www.outofthisworld1150.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at Ted Marr, OTW Radio, and at Facebook at Out of This World Radio. For those who'd like to ask questions a little later today or like to call in for the free ticket, our phone lines here, the studio line is 425-373-5527, or if you're calling within Western Washington, you'd like to call in free, the number here is 1-888-298-5569. I wanted to tell everyone, too, that beginning on March 16th, on Mondays from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Seattle time, I will be co-hosting Lorraine Hurley's wonderful syndicated radio show called Uncommon Awareness. And for those who'd like to tune in on that, you can go to her website during those times at www.drhurley.net. That's drhurley.net. On March 3rd, I will be having a special program with Dr. Hurley on the future of humanity and humankind. During the last couple of weeks, for those who have been listening, we've had several famous people come in psychically on the radio show, including Professor Albert Einstein, J. Robert Oppenheimer, Robert F. Kennedy, onto the show. And also, too, Leonardo da Vinci recently came through from Professor Einstein. On the show with Dr. Hurley on March 3rd, they have expressed an interest to come on the show with me. So the discussion that I have with Dr. Hurley on the future of humanity with the addition of these other famous spirits should be very interesting. The other thing I wanted to tell people is that, you know, together, I know that there's always challenges out there in the world, but, you know, if everyone works together, we can make this world a far better and far happier place. There's no reason, I don't think there's any reason why we can't have a much better and happier planet. And with that, I'd like to play in a minute or two a promotion for my dear friend Jackie Conquest, who has a wonderful radio program. And we support each other, and I think we're all light workers on the same page. So if we could play that, that'd be great. And then we'll be right back to you.
Get ready to raise your vibrational frequency. Tune in every Thursday, 12 noon, for Conquest Consciousness. I'm Jacqueline Conquest, metaphysician with over 30 years professional private practice. Each week, we'll talk dreams, energy medicine, psychic phenomena, UFOs, and more, and have exciting guests on the cutting edge of heart expansion and the timely evolution in consciousness. For more information, visit JacquelineConquestMystic.com. That's Conquest Consciousness every Thursday at noon.
Needing some inspiration, motivation, more creative flow, or want to remove blocks to unleash your full potential and manifest abundance in your life? Whether it's a new business venture, discovering your life's purpose, or attracting your soulmate, let Jacqueline Conquest, psychotherapist and hypnotherapist, help you get instant results. Call 206-303-9482 and visit JacquelineConquestMystic.com for more information.
Stay informed with news, traffic, and weather at the top of the hour, weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hello, friends. We're back now. I wanted to let everyone know that Scott Lemuriel, my good friend with close connections to the Galactic Alliance, is on again, is back on. Scott, are you there?
I'm here.
Wonderful, wonderful. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the conference and your participation in it, Scott, and that you'll be giving for people interested in the hue and contacting benevolent extraterrestrials. Will you be helping people to do that? Could you talk to them about that on Friday night when they come?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anybody that is interested, I would be happy. I think I'll be doing my main presentation on Saturday, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. It is on Saturday. But
yeah. But for that night, anybody that wants to sit down with me one-on-one and get into the vibration of this special vibratory word, hue, and what it does to safely connect them to awakening, a higher ability to understand and plug into the universe, to recall hidden truth, because it's been taken from them without their consent or awareness here on Earth, and they'll discover that if they don't already know it for themselves. But there's a way to recover that and begin the process of recovering it, and I'll sit down with them one-on-one and hue with them and raise the tones up until the vibration is considerably higher, and then they can connect with some of this through the weekend as well.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I want to remind everyone, the purpose of the conference is to raise human consciousness, and so we're working hard to do that. I firmly believe that by working together, we can make this planet a much better and happier place. And you know, Scott, I have to tell you, as we were on the air now, the light in this room just lit up. It's really nice and wonderful light.
It's always a good thing to experience an upliftment, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. 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 And I wanted to tell people in about 5 or 6 minutes, we'll be taking calls for that free ticket to the conference for the weekend. Scott, tell us something. Now, you'll be able to meet people certainly on Friday night there. And I also wanted to tell people that food will be provided for those who are hungry. Just please come. You can also be part of my radio program on Friday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Then we'll have an opening speech. I'll be giving the opening speech along with Derevan, Ikhan Derave. He's one of the world's most famous remote viewers. He's from Japan. He'll be flying in from Japan to participate in the conference. And then from 5 to 7, we kind of have a meet and greet. And then after 7, we will have free psychic readings available to anyone who would like them. You'll also be able to meet our presenters. And Scott, do you have any new words from our friends out of town?
Yeah, I can say this, and this is something that people experienced in Norway. Ted, you were there.
Mm-hmm.
This Norway was kind of an international UFO extraterrestrial hidden truth disclosure conference. That's not really the title, but I expanded it a little to impart the meaning to people who weren't there. And people that have gone on to YouTube and seen the free two-part presentation I did there, I have experienced a great benefit from it. There was for months I worked with Teria, who put on that conference, to set up a special protection or energy dome over that hotel. And after my second presentation on Sunday, the people came up to me and told me they could not only fill this protection over the hotel, but I let them know that it would be going home with them. So they were safe coming to and leaving that conference. No interference, no problems whatsoever.
Nice.
The same thing is going to be set up from our friends from out of town, very masterful, helpful, benevolent master teachers and extraterrestrial races that people don't know exist here that will be helping with the Hue to put a protection around that hotel. And people will also go away from there experiencing an upliftment and a protection.
Oh, isn't that nice? Isn't that one nice? I know that that I could feel that protection there at the hotel. I could feel the white light all around us.
Mm-hmm.
And I can actually see the white light in this studio now, Scott. It's gotten much brighter and much lighter now, actually. I wanted to reiterate, if you wouldn't mind repeating, I know you've said this before. But personally, I think that the future for humanity is very bright. And if you could give the Galactic Alliance perspective on that, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, well, basically a decision was made off-world amongst millions of planetary systems, races that are benevolent, kind, deal with each other in harmony and peace. Many of them are human planets that people don't know about, and they made a decision because of a new tool they've acquired to bring about a transformation for this planet. And, you know, if you look behind the scenes at things, people can find some of this transformation going on, such as the removal of the radioactive ancient radiation from the coastlines of North and South America from the Fukushima accident. That recently took place,
right,
as you know, Ted.
Right.
But there are many other things. If people are looking to the outer, to politicians and stuff on the planet to see this transformation, they're not going to see it there yet. But it's underway behind the scenes. So mm-hmm. this transformation for this planet is something that was decided to be done. They're undertaking this in a very unique way that's never taken place in galactic history before.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a very unexpected, uplifting transformation and a permanent change for this world that it's never yet gone through.
Wow.
Many other world systems are already living in an uplifted state. So I think it's time we caught up with them.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And I'm so glad we're getting their help, too, because from what I've read, in 21 other star systems, the reptilians have actually destroyed planets in the same way that they're trying to destroy this one. But they won't be successful this time.
No. There are other races which they have influential control over, little short grays and tall grays, some of the others people have heard about. And they're royalty dynasty type of races. They're few in the galaxy compared to the very benevolent races, which way over-dominate them. But they're operating under a treaty that goes back 500,000 years.
Right.
You know, and if you know about tyrants, they always practice a cold war, trying to get new property and things just short of going to war.
Correct.
And that's been going on off-world for a long time. All of that's coming to a permanent resolution, and that's a good thing.
Now, the Dalai Lama has said, and also as well as the Hopi Indian elders in the American Southwest, Scott, have all said that evil as an experiment is ending on this planet.
That's correct.
Could you comment on that for my many
listeners? Yeah, there was a meeting in the Southwest, a lot of people don't know about this, between the Dalai Lama and all the shaman or spiritual men of different indigenous tribes around the world,
right,
not just the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And these are simple people, including the Mayan shamans, there's like maybe 500 of them, 450, live mostly in Guatemala, who know how to read their very accurate Mayan calendar, which came to an end on December 21st, 2012.
Mm-hmm.
But started a new calendar. Their calendar was never about an Armageddon or the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first thing they tell people, and most people wouldn't listen when they tell them. They're very simple people, and the other shamans around the world, they know something's coming to this planet. to transform it. They don't know what form it will take.
Right.
They admit that. But they do say this. They know that it is the end of evil as an experiment on earth,
mm-hmm.
quote unquote. So that's an important thing for mm-hmm. those groups around the world to get together and agree that this is what is taking place now.
Sure. Wonderful, wonderful. We're at the bottom of the first hour, friends, and I just want to make a station announcement that this is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW here on 1150 AM here in Bellevue, Washington, in Seattle, in the United States. And I think we'd like to take our first caller. For the first person who calls in, you will get a free pass to the Galactic Wisdom Conference worth $197 on Saturday and Sunday with all the free psychic readings you like. So our phone number here, let's see, it's 425-373-5527 or toll-free at 1-888-298-5569. So those interested, feel free to call between now and any time the rest of this hour, and you'll get yourself a free pass. What I was going to ask you, Scott, is there a timeline for these changes that's coming that Ambassador Trellian has talked about?
Yeah, I don't think most people know who Ambassador Trellian is. He is a very benevolent master. You know, if anybody thinks of a spiritual master, he's even beyond that.
Right.
But it's not necessary for people to take my word for it. They can experience this for themselves through the hue, which I demonstrate anyway. But what they're doing is undertaking to bring about the removal of a tyrant influence on this planet from off-world and the hidden leaders here in a benevolent way. They're not going to harm anybody. It's because the leaders on our world today are not actually in charge of what they're doing. They
right.
don't. Some of them are aware of it, some are not, but they don't really. They're not really in control of what they're doing now, or the direction they're heading this world.
Sure.
So subconsciously, things have to be done to bring about a change in them and for all the people of Earth. And this is a change that's gone on elsewhere in our Milky Way galaxy, so it's just sweeping by this planet.
Sure.
As far as timing, I never give out specific dates,
mm-hmm.
because if I did, people tend to fixate on them instead of doing any work that they can do to enlighten themselves through some techniques I share, because they have to do their part creatively through the imagination to connect with some of this stuff.
Oh, great.
And it's very easy to do. There's a lot of resistance to doing it amongst people that is, you know, I certainly understand that. But it's more important that individuals find out about this transformation and have some transformation go on within themselves, because then their understanding of it and how it's being done and how it's going to unfold on this planet will become clear to them. And I won't need to predict anything. I can just say that it's already underway off-world, and it is underway hidden behind the scenes here, and it will ramp up in the days, weeks, months, and the next few years on this planet.
Wonderful, wonderful. We're getting a lot of calls in. I'm going to wait for my wonderful sound engineer, Eric, to connect me with the first caller. For the second caller, I'll be happy to give them a 50% discount on the registration if they want to come for a day or the weekend. But we'll get the we'll try to get the first caller on here in a minute. Now, you remember you said before that there were many things happening behind the scenes on this planet that people weren't aware of. Are there any new developments, Scott, that Ambassador Trellian or the series have told you about?
Well, I guess what I could say is there. This people can take with a grain of salt, and they should, of course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's people of high intellectual training on the planet, people with master's and PhD's degree here. Some
right.
of them are spiritually minded. Some are very pragmatic and practical, and it's all good. But I would say this. If they can get their thinking off this planet a little bit through
right.
some techniques I'll share, they can expand out into the universe and get the perspective and the experience of how people think and see this world from outside it, who've never been part of the trap here.
Right.
Out in our solar system, there are really quite a massive number of large ships that have the ability to, I don't want to say cloak themselves, but they raise the molecular time rate of their ship, so the technology they use to traverse the universe, up a little bit so that they can't be detected or seen by normal instruments, especially from Earth. But they're there. Some people have seen ships kind of appear and then blink out. Many people have had this experience on Earth, a around the planet in the last 60 years, or seen them travel across the sky and then vanish. And all they're doing really is raising their vibration up beyond the range of visual and hearing perspectives that humans have here.
Sure, sure.
They're still there. They're just in a different frequency. So
Sure. There's
a lot going on that people can explore and find out for themselves if they want to.
Scott, not to interrupt you, my friend, but I would like to get the winner, Noreen, in a minute on the line.
No problem.
If that's okay, yeah, just take
of
a minute
course.
To get her on the line. It's going to
Sure. Be
a minute before... Yeah, just a few minutes, but I would like just to congratulate her on that. And one thing, too, I want to tell people, right next to the conference site, there's a wonderful new business there called H3, and they do hyperbolic therapy with oxygen. And you go into this hyperbolic chamber, and you're fed almost pure oxygen, and it's good. They say it's good for Alzheimer's, all kinds of disease, cancer. And it really makes you feel a lot better. I'm going to be going into that chamber actually on Monday morning to give it a try. But for those going to the conference who are interested, it's called H3, and they're located at 4700 Point Fosdick Drive, number 311, not far from the conference. Their phone number, for those interested, is 253-358-3295. But it's kind of a fun thing for people interested in healing, because much of the conference is healing. I wanted to reiterate to people that... if you would like to help out with the conference and either volunteering to help people register the day of the conference or on Saturday morning, I'd be happy to give you, waive the fees and give you free admission to the conference for that. Also, too, if you have any rooms available or a place for people to stay for the conference, some people are coming in for the conference from way out of town and they're low budget and they don't have a lot of money for a hotel. And if you do have an extra place, I'd be happy to also give you a free registration for that. We have, I just want to congratulate Noreen for being the first caller. Noreen, hi, how are you doing?
Hi.
It's nice to have you on the program. I'll get your information later, but you just won a free pass to the conference next weekend.
I am so excited. I was thought about coming down Friday night anyway, but now I get to stay for the whole weekend, and that's great. I'm thrilled.
Wonderful, wonderful. I'm so happy you can come. Would you like to ask Scott any questions?
You know, I can't think of any off the top of my head right now. I'm sure that I will have all kinds of questions for everyone next weekend.
Okay.
I'm so looking forward to connecting with the people you've been talking to on the show, and this will be really, really great. I'm really excited.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I was going to say that one of the questions I plan to ask Scott, the Sayres do time travel, and I'll be asking them about the winning lottery numbers for the coming weeks.
Good luck with that one.
So that's what I want to find out. You know, and who's going to win the Belmont later this year? These are the important things.
Go into those things, you know.
But it's worth a try. But anyway, Noreen, thank you so much for calling in and your support of the program. And I'll give you a call a little later and get your information for the...
I look forward to meeting you there, too. Congratulations on winning
too.
That free pass.
Me too.
All right,
wonderful.
Noreen.
And thank you so much.
We'll be calling people to give another free pass at the bottom of the next hour at about 3:30 p.m. Seattle time. So just stay tuned for that. And anyway, Scott, with all the doom and gloom out there, it's always refreshing to listen to you and talk about the help we're getting in a positive way off planet for this country and for this world. And I guess that's one of the things I like about our presenters coming from the Emoto Peace Project, Michiko Hayashi and Dr. Yasu Nomoto.
Mm-hmm.
Just wonderful people.
They all have this positive use of the imagination towards a constructive future, and that's how human beings are meant to use their imagination in this way. If, however, you can convince a planet of people to muse their imagination to both be of loving and kind to their families and then be terrorized about the future, they're easily controlled or dominated.
Right.
So one of the things that this change is doing through the U for this planet is breaking that cycle of domination, breaking that hypnotic thing that has got people subconsciously manipulated. I mean subconsciously, so they're not aware it's being done to them. But I think everybody on Earth knows something's out of balance. Something's not right here.
Oh, absolutely.
Like you can almost just sense something or touch something. You can't quite reach it.
Sure. Sure, sure.
I want to help people connect with being able to reach that something they can't quite reach.
Well, you know, Scott, I have to tell you that your friendship, I want to appreciate you so much for giving me all the information that you have over this last year or so. And one of the most important things is that it's a philosophical question I think that's people have wondered about for centuries, is whether the basic core of humanity, whether it's positively or negatively based. And there's been people arguing that for centuries, but I'm glad that you've got it on good authority from your friends from out of town in high places that basically the true nature of humanity is benevolent.
Yes, it is. Naturally, if they're not manipulated subconsciously, every single being that's human would choose a benevolent, kind, or harmonious way of living with others. Not just, and here's the thing,
right,
when you get into awakening of that aspect of yourself, because it's suppressed in many people,
right,
then they begin to have a appreciation and a respect and a gratitude for all life. Their consciousness expands out to encompass the entire creation.
Wonderful.
Other galaxies, other planets, other dimensions, spiritual masters, it all comes into focus.
Wonderful.
And they begin to just naturally want to create and imagine and bring new things into being that are of benevolent nature or that are of benefit to all life. This is our true nature.
Right, right. Well, I so appreciate that. I used to listen to other radio shows, and especially when people would come on with a doom and gloom scenario of the end of the world and that kind of thing.
Oh yeah, I can't blame them. They don't really know what it is. They're trying to get information to people,
right?
Usually of a negative nature, but because a lot of it's true. But
right,
they aren't yet awake enough to utilize their gift of communicating with others like they do,
mm-hmm,
by providing a way for people to connect with change,
mm-hmm,
real change. And this is real important because getting information out there about hidden truth or extraterrestrials or higher dimensions or masters from other worlds or other dimensions or anything like that, or people hidden on Earth,
mm-hmm,
is good,
mm-hmm,
because people become more aware, but they also need to have the techniques and the ways to connect with having their own awakening, their own knowing certainty about truth.
Right.
This is real important. Mm-hmm. This is the most important reason. It's the single reason why I do what I do today.
Well, you know, you would, I know you're going to be enjoying meeting Phoenix Redhawk, a wonderful spiritual healer from Long Island, New York, as well as Lois from Boston.
I'm sure I will.
Wonderful,
sure I will.
Psychic. And Lois will tell you, as she's told me many times, is that you have to, the best thing to do is to trust your intuition about everything. That first gut instinct you receive regarding a situation, a person, an issue, a project, is almost always correct. And it's just that sometimes people have self-doubts. Society itself, I don't think, really teaches people to trust their intuition like that. But
right.
I think things are turning around. Society slowly.
Well, see,
yeah, go ahead.
I want to add to affirm what you're saying. Intuition is what we call a person's ability to plug into the universe and know things for themselves.
Right.
All human beings have this higher faculty. But on other worlds where human beings live right now, who have never had their genomes and their DNA shut down, that use 100% of their brain, that have telepathy,
right,
and that have a photographic memory. That's a normal human being,
mm-hmm,
believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Not something very advanced. It's normal out there.
Right.
And when they look at this thing we call intuition, they don't call it intuition. They call it knowing certainty. In other
mm-hmm
words, they know how to consciously plug in to the universe and
mm-hmm
find answers for themselves. And when they find them, they know that they're true, and they have a wide understanding of them with a certain knowing perspective.
Right.
And normally, we should be able to know things without doubt or theory or fear.
Right.
As long as we have doubt mixed in with it, then you could be intuition. You could have great intuition one day, and then the next day, your intuition, and maybe some fear comes in, and it gets diverted a little bit. It's, I think, what you're referring to.
Right. Exactly. Well,
yeah.
It's... That's the purpose of this program and the conference, is to raise people's consciousness, to let them know that there's a beautiful, bright future for all of humanity. There really is. And I wouldn't be doing this radio show and holding this Galactic Wisdom Conference if I didn't believe in the future of humanity, if I didn't believe in the benevolent nature of humankind. You know, even people who are the worst people you can think of, they always have, deep down inside, I think their heart is always there's always a good side to them.
Yeah, it may be buried deep in the subconscious, but it's there somewhere.
True, true. And they may have implants in them, too, telling them to act a certain way.
That's right.
One of the things that I found from fascinating talking to you, Scott, and I want to go into this a little bit further in the time we've got left, is historical tyrants like Hitler, Stalin, were they influenced by the implants, by the reptilians? I'm just curious.
Not just by what you call reptilian race, uh-huh. intelligent bipedal race. They're, right. you know, two legs, two arms, but much bigger than us, and mm-hmm. you couldn't beat them in a physical fight.
Right.
But they are a royal bloodline race, and they have an emperor, and they have that kind of thing, which is really what people don't know is the entire royal family bloodlines of this planet were imported here from off-world.
Really?
They weren't created here.
Interesting.
This is really important for people to know, because down deep, people understand this true hidden history.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about someone like Hitler, his scientists, the SS, very dedicated Nazis like Wernher von Braun.
Right.
Were in contact with these little gray guys people have heard about,
right.
extraterrestrials.
Right.
And they were given off-world scientific data and ways to build weaponry that was illegal for them to do under off-world treaty.
Okay.
They broke that treaty because Hitler was their kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the World War II ended, the scientists were split up between the Soviet Union, former Soviet Union, United States.
Right.
And what people that took them in and pardoned them, put them ahead of Nassau for crying out loud,
right.
didn't know was that this connection with the particular extraterrestrial race came with them.
Wow, amazing. So,
this is where a lot of our technology came from overnight after World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it's been brought in, and it's had a beneficial effect upon people, like fiber optics, phones, you know, cell phones, computers, yeah. and all of this,
right.
which were really all came from extraterrestrials or craft that were either captured, given to us, or shot down, or whatever. But unfortunately, much of this has come about through an agreement with a totalitarian extraterrestrial race,
right.
which
exactly.
is why the world's still in the condition it's in.
Right, exactly.
Because the benevolent groups out there would not have provided this planet or its leaders with nuclear weapons, or radioactive technologies, because they're illegal off-world.
Professor Einstein,
don't use them, they don't build them.
Professor Einstein, he likes to be called Professor Einstein and not just Einstein. He says, have some respect when I talk to him. But Professor Einstein has told me that he felt like a pawn during the late 30s and 40s when he was working on the atomic bomb for the United States.
Oh, he was.
Yeah, he felt like a pawn. And so did J. Robert Oppenheimer, same thing.
Oh, no doubt about it. They were reluctant participants in being compelled, and I mean compelled under the threat of death,
right.
to
right.
work as patriots for this country, to
right.
to battle against a war of tyrants. And the techniques that were used on them were using a technology, off-world technology, to implant them, to get them to do things that their own natural sense told them was incorrect, wrong.
Well, now that they're in the spirit state, they say now that they both feel like they were used as a pawn.
They were
in that, and they regret.
And now they know better. I know. They, from their perspective, they can probably see a lot of the stuff they couldn't see clearly here when they were here.
Yeah, yeah. They're both telling me that now.
And several presidents of the United States after World War II were influenced by the misuse of extraterrestrial technology to make decisions that went against their better nature.
Sure, sure, sure.
It's just technology, but you mm-hmm. know, you can use it good or bad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And anything that's been done to people on this planet, or done to them before they were brought here,
right.
because human beings never evolved on this planet, believe
mm-hmm.
it or not,
mm-hmm.
can be undone. It can be right. reversed.
Right. right.
A normal human being on another world lives 1,000 years or more. The ability to have a photographic memory is just turning on certain genomes on the DNA,
mm-hmm.
or turning them off so you can't access it. That's all
right.
it is.
Right. right.
So that is. That when this planet gets further along this transformative line, then these implants and the genomes and the DNA can be turned back on and things can be straightened out here.
Well, you know, as you're speaking, Scott, the studio has lit up again. It's all white light now. It's very nice. We have friends here, obviously.
Yeah, you know, the thing about it is, the reason I say this, mm-hmm. I don't have enemies. I mean, I'm not after political leaders. I don't bash
right.
people
right.
because I understand quite clearly they're not in control of what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they were, they would not do it.
Sure.
So
sure.
I cut them that slack. I understand that.
Right. right.
So I'm really for the transformation of the whole thing, not just mm-hmm. this planet, but this goes out into other world systems where the problem is bigger than Earth.
I have to tell you, I want to tell you this, Scott, and my many listeners around the world, that back in the late 1980s, there was a famous psychic named Dolores Cannon. She came out with a three-volume set in 1988 and 89 called Conversations with Nostradamus.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a really good psychic. I knew her. She gave me a reading once many years ago. It's very interesting.
Oh.
She gave me a three-hour reading under hypnosis. And
wow, that's great.
And during that, it felt like it was just 2 minutes, literally 2 minutes. And she had me go to a spot where I was up on Mount Rainier in a field full of wildflowers. That's here in Washington State. It's a beautiful mountain during the summertime.
Been there, yep.
And she said, whenever you wanted to do time travel, go to that meadow and you'll go time traveling.
In other words, you can just do it in your imagination now.
I could do it in my imagination now.
Right.
So she got me to the meadow, and then she said, Ted, I want you to go 100 years in the future, which the date was 1996. And I was a little apprehensive. I went. And I was in a spacecraft orbiting the planet, and I was a Pleiadian in a blue jumpsuit. And I looked out over the over the planet, and I was up way up there. I mean, I was far above the clouds, and Earth had a lot of changes, but humanity was living in a very peaceful and harmonious way. And the date was 2096.
Interesting.
And it was very, very interesting. And I had decided at that point I was still around Earth, but I was part of the Pleiadian, part of the Galactic Alliance at that point.
Mm-hmm.
She also took me back several different times to when I was a banker in Indiana in 1856, and I loved to wear striped pants and striped shirts. And today, I still like to wear striped shirts. It's funny.
That's funny, yeah.
It's funny. And then she brought me back to another lifetime in Indiana in 1925, where I was a stuntman in a biplane, and I ended up dying because I was landing, and I ended up falling.
Crashing,
yeah. And there were also some other times having families with people I've met now, actually reconnected with, that I'd known before and had families with. So it's been just an amazing experience.
It is amazing because, like I say, when I'm sharing with people, a normal human being on another planet, these are not tyrant world systems I'm talking about. In our Milky Way galaxy alone, there are millions of them, literally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They remember when the child's born in their culture.
Right.
They remember all the lives they've had as an extraterrestrial human, other races, other planes, other dimensions.
Fascinating.
And they bring that into that life, and their parents and their society and their benevolent governments reinforce this when they're growing up. So a normal human child by the time they're 10
mm-hmm.
has the equivalent of intelligence and training and mm-hmm. awareness and confident knowing of someone would equal about someone with 7 to 10 PhDs.
Oh, isn't that amazing? That's amazing.
By the time they're 10. And people on this planet, as far-fetched as this sounds, have this capability.
Mm-hmm.
Once certain genomes have been turned back on that have been shut down in their DNA on purpose through the misuse of certain frequencies, and then when they begin to wake up their higher faculties, because these implants in the subconscious are dissolved away, then all these other higher faculties they've actually developed long ago in their history in the universe surface. So then they begin to go through a process of recalling much that was done to them without their consent in different scenarios at different times and how they ended up on this planet. Because, as you know, most people are here. They live a short 80 years, if they're lucky, or 100.
Right.
And then they translate without really knowing why they got here or where they're going other than faith.
Right, right.
I say faith is a great place to start, but a terrible place to end up. And I mean it in this way. It's better that faith lead to experience, which mm-hmm. leads to knowing certainty, so that the faith is replaced with the direct experience of what they believe in. And this is really important.
Scott, before I forget, I wanted to share with you Dolores' canon work on Nostradamus.
Mm-hmm, sure.
The three-volume set, of which I still have it's a wonderful, wonderful book set, if you can find it. It's called Conversations with Nostradamus. It was published by Ozark Martin Press. Dolores Cannon unfortunately passed away last September after a car accident, but in the book itself, in her conversations with Nostradamus, she took a group of about 10, 12 psychics and went back, time-traveled back to Nostradamus in the 16th century. And he was very happy that she got in contact with him because he wanted to go over his various quatrains, which he said were being misinterpreted in the last century. And he said that after the 2020s and 2030s, and this fits in with what you say about the Galactic Alliance and what they've said, She Nostradamus told her that by the 2020s and 2030s that we would start on a 1,000-year path of spiritual, wonderful golden age, spiritual of evolution and an evolvement into a true paradise on planet where people would live to up to 1,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that 1,000-year period would be over, we would go out like Star Trek, a species in a spacefaring race into other planets. One of the other things which fits into what you've said about the Galactic Alliance is very interesting. It's stuck in my mind all these years because I read the book about 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
She said, Nostradamus told her that in the 2020s, that by that time, all the races on this planet, I'm not talking more than just humans, the races, the reptilians, the humans, everyone would learn to get along together.
That's right.
And I said,
that's a big change coming to this, our galaxy, Andromeda Galaxy, and many others now.
Yeah. Instead of these people who I view as our adversaries, the reptilians who've taken advantage of us and look at us as a food source and has treated us horribly and manipulated us, they too will be transformed into more benevolent creatures.
That's right, because long ago, before they were implanted themselves by a more tyrant race, 500,000 years ago, they were vegetarian.
Right. Interesting.
So they were used as a tool to be terrorizing elements in the universe, to go out and terrorize planets and start a war, and they were defeated back then and treaty created.
Right.
But the point is that whole thing, when someone predicts something like Nostradamus, well, thank you for sharing that with me.
Yeah.
There isn't any one of us who has the right to say that this universal energy that we live in, that underlies everything, people can learn how to connect into that, can't change its mind about how things work.
Right.
And the predictions that these people made are accurate, but the time period has been ramped up considerably because of certain things that happened out in the universe that didn't exist before.
Right.
So this time period you're talking about being a spacefaring race, 150 years from now, we're already a space-faring race, and much as travel is going on in our solar system that's classified.
Right.
So that's already underway. But the transformation of the planet to be peaceful and to be part of a member organization world of many world systems, that's coming about very soon.
I agree. And this is, we are all on the same page, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there's everyone listening to this program certainly want to make this planet a better planet, a happier planet. There's no need for suffering. There's no need for poverty on this planet.
No.
And there's no need for people to be unhappy either. There really isn't.
No.
I know this is a different perspective that people...
Well, you also on other planets that are benevolent, they don't have money. They don't use it.
Isn't that fascinating?
There's no need for it. Tyrants create money artificially to control masses.
Interesting.
And the idea of money and coinage was brought here from other worlds as well by tyrant races.
Interesting.
People understand the real history of the world is under treaty, different races have been allowed to have little pockets on the planet of scientific stations that were supposed to be hidden from the natural inhabitants who were brought here millions of years before then. And without really no one race was allowed to dominate this world. So it's never been controlled by one race.
Excuse me, Scott. Pardon me for interrupting, my friend, but we've got about a minute and a half left. And I just want to say, for those who are listening, this is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW here on 1150 AM in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. We will be having a wonderful Galactic Wisdom Conference in Gig Harbor, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States next weekend, March 6th, 7th, and 8th. The website for the event is www.galacticwisdomconference.com, and we're interviewing Scott Lemriel, an amazing gentleman who's had face-to-face contact with members of the Galactic Alliance for the last 54 years. Scott, we've got a little time left. I want you to have the rest to finish up your interview, and just please tell people to stay tuned for our next hour interview with Phoenix Redhawk, Wonderful's Healer, and Lois Berman from Boston.
Yeah, I just want to share something. There's a special vibratory word. Works through the pineal gland in human beings, connects them, the being, not the body, to the source behind all life. And they make a direct connection with this. And then things start to wake up, and it comes with a protection. And they can do it on a comfortable tone, aloud in the privacy of some place, or silently in their imagination, and it just sounds like this. You... the outgoing breath, H-U. Mm-hmm. Sounds like the name Hugh, H-U-G-H, okay. Hugh. And just ask to be shown purposefully hidden truth on a grand cosmic multidimensional scale and the much greater knowing of the expanse of love within it. If people ask that when they're doing this, they're surely going to get results.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Scott, we've got about 50 seconds left, and I just want to thank you so much for coming on today. Again, the first Friday of the conference on March 6th is going to be free for anyone who'd like to come. And if you'd like to come at between 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., I will be broadcasting live from the ballroom at the Inn at Gig Harbor.
I'll try to get from the airport there to catch the end of your interview, I guess.
Okay. Well, what I'll do is I will send you a cardboard piece of cardboard with Gig Harbor written on it, so you'll be able to hitchhike. People will know.
Oh, yeah, great. That's right.
Anything I
can.
We'll get
I look forward to the conference and meeting people and sharing with them how to go about this.
Wonderful, wonderful. And for more information, please go to our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. And please stay tuned for our next hour with famous healer Phoenix Redhawk and Lois Berman, a famous Boston psychic.